Okay, let's dive in. We often discuss London's big service industries, finance, tech, law,
The usual suspects.
right? But if you look closer, like really local commerce, you find ads for things that are, well, quite spiritual.
And incredibly specific.
Exactly. Today we're looking at sources describing the business side of evil spirit removal services advertised locally in London.
Yeah, and our sources, they really zero in on one particular practitioner named Pandit Prem Kumar.
So our mission today isn't to, validate or debunk the service itself.
No, absolutely not. It's more about tracking how this very personal, almost intangible idea of spiritual cleansing is actually marketed.
And delivered.
Yeah, delivered as a professional sort of standardized service within this super modern urban setting. It's fascinating.
Okay, so let's start with the service itself. What's the core claim being made?
Well, the main pitch is for professional, reliable services for evil spirit removal and general spiritual cleansing.
And the goal.
The stated goal is removing negative energies, basically to bring back peace and harmony to someone's life or home.
Interesting. It's presented less like a plea for help and more like a transaction,
Yeah,
right? You pay for an outcome.
precisely. And the term pandit is key here for understanding the background.
Explain that a bit.
A pandit traditionally is a Hindu scholar, a spiritual guide, someone offering counsel based on astrology, rituals, that sort of thing.
So there's an inherent layer of tradition and trust built into that title.
Exactly. Advertising expertise using that title taps into, well, ancient foundations.
But in a city like London, focus on results, on metrics. How do you even manage expectations for removing something as subjective as, negative energy?
Ah, that's where the commercial angle really comes into play.
How so?
He's branded, and this is direct from the sources, as the top best astrologer in UK.
Top best. That sounds very much like search engine optimization.
Doesn't it? It feels like a deliberate strategy for modern online searches. They also stress his years of experience and, crucially, proven methods.
Proven methods. Okay. So they're trying to frame ancient spiritual knowledge in like modern business terms, performance language.
That's exactly what it looks like. The methods might be ancient ritual, but the marketing is very 21st century.
You might expect a service dealing with spirits and energy to be very discreet. Maybe online only or word of mouth.
You might think so, but this is where it gets really concrete, almost surprisingly mundane.
What do you mean?
The sources give incredibly specific physical details. This isn't some vague online presence, it's a real place.
Okay, give us the details. This is the interesting part.
Okay, so the address provided is shop number S13 opposite Shepherd Station in the new Shepherd's Bush Market on Uxbridge Road.
Shepherd's Bush Market? Wow, okay. That's a proper busy London market.
Exactly. Postcode W12 7JA. And it's not just an address, there's a phone number plus 447-93854 6399, and even a working Google Map link in the source material.
So this is a fully accessible retail unit, not hidden away at all.
Not at all. It demonstrates a real commitment to commercial visibility. High foot traffic area, very diverse part of central London.
That location detail feels really significant. Setting up in a bustling market, it makes it tangible, accessible.
Think about it. If you're seeking help for something invisible, maybe frightening,
Like an evil spirit.
Having a clear shop number, a physical place you can actually go to, that must provide a certain level of immediate grounded certainty.
It takes the abstract promise of peace and turns it into something practical. I know where to go. I know who I'm dealing with. It's localized trust.
And that's the core juxtaposition, isn't it? You've got these ancient spiritual practices operating from a fixed retail spot.
Prioritizing accessibility, just like, I don't know, a phone repair shop or a coffee place in the same market.
Exactly. It suggests that selling an intangible result, like ensuring a safe, positive environment for your family, might actually depend heavily on having that very tangible, reliable business framework.
So pulling it all together, what we're seeing is this effective, very localized business.
Yeah, commercial enterprise.
Operating with totally clear business details, address, phone, market stall, but focused on these really complex, deeply spiritual problems, all within a major modern city.
It really makes you think, doesn't it?
How so?
Well, think about it from the perspective of you, the listener. When you're looking for assurance about something intangible, maybe it is a spiritual issue, or maybe just general life uncertainty, How much more credible does the solution feel when it's tied to something hyper tangible? Does having that specific shop number, that physical location you can pinpoint on a map rather than just a website, does that automatically make it seem more professional, more reliable, especially when you're looking for certainty right now?